Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, May 28th, to Ocean's 13. Thank you to everyone who came out to my shows in Nashville and all the nice folks who work at Zany's Comedy Club. I will try to come back later this year. In attendance there in Nashville was a dude who was in Ernest Scared Stupid when he was a kid. So follow at Joey, J-O-E-Y, Koval, K-O-V-A-L on Twitter if you want to follow someone who was a kid in Ernest Scared Stupid. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock shows this Saturday at Comedy Bar are sold out, but there's a few tickets remaining for the 420 show, so snap them up. Buffalo, New York, Helium, also at 420 on Sunday. Tickets available there. And I'm very excited to be doing a Benson Movie Interruption and an episode of Dining with Doug and Karen at the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington. My mom calls it Bloomies. Indiana, June 8th through the 11th. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. I'm so excited about this prize bag, I want to get right to it. What are these Girl Scout cookies called? Trefoils? 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 Really? Okay, whatever they are, there's a whole box of them for some of you to enjoy. A gentleman whose name I don't know in Nashville gave me this family of tigers desk clock that I assume the mama tiger has a little cub in its mouth, and I should have said it at 4:20. It says 4:07. But and I guess if you put a battery in the back, it'll work. So that's neat that somebody gave that up. It might have been the same guy. Somebody gave me 2008 Disc Golf World Championships key floaty thing. Where like you put your keys on it, and then your keys will float. I can't think of too many situations where I would want to be able to do that. But if you have one and you win the prizes tonight, God bless you. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. And something else we can talk about. Oh, we can talk about this right now. Nobody from this motion picture is here tonight, but someone brought a for screening purposes only, DVD of Halloween. So, oh, we got one of these Doug Loves Movies magnetic thingies from Bong Buds. Bud Bongs? Bud Bong Buds. At Bong Buds on Twitter. And is that everything? Oh, and there's one more thing in here. Please, everybody, give a big, warm welcome to returning Leonard Maltin Game winners Nick Thune and Sam the Mam Levine and challenger Paul F. Tompkins.
Well, thank you.
Long applause.
Very,
jeez.
That was a good one, yeah.
That almost put some pressure on the entertainment value of this show.
yeah, okay, sure, if you say so. Paul F. Tompkins, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. No more pressure.
Doug, I haven't been on the show in forever.
Dude, I've missed you so much on the show.
It's nice to be back.
That on more than one occasion, I called the Werner Herzog Paul.
What?
As you know, I get high before this. So, apologies to him, and hopefully we'll have him back someday. And but it's great to have you back, Paul. And you brought a copy of your DVD, Laboring Under Delusions.
That's right. Produced by Comedy Central.
And it's extended and uncensored.
That's right.
Uncensored?
I have yet
he goes
to see...
apeshit.
That's right. I say the word apeshit. That's about as apeshit as I go. I have yet to see a dime from that particular DVD.
Capitalism.
Should we try to sell this copy right now?
No.
Okay.
The free market.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Paul.
Were you...
Does Comedy Central know you haven't gotten anything?
I think they might be aware.
It's got to be a mix-up. I mean,
the accounting department might be having a laugh. That was Nick Thune speaking, who won.
Thank you.
Won the
thank you so much.
Leonard Maltin game 2 weeks ago.
I don't know if you can call it a win.
He beat some people.
Yeah,
but both ladies.
Yeah.
But you brought a bumper sticker that, of course, your name's Nick Thune, and you bought a bumper sticker that says, Coming Thune. So that's always going to get a laugh.
Now that you're both here, may I ask Nick, is your name pronounced Thune or Thune, as Doug pronounces it?
Doug has always gone with the Thune. It is Thune. Mm-hmm. But I don't, you know, Jay Leno does it the same way.
Oh!
Oh wow!
Got that.
Well, now it's
my two
it's
favorite
Thune
shows to
for
go
me
on.
From now on too. Then I will happily switch to Thune. And Coming Thune makes more sense than Coming Thune.
How does Byron Allen say it?
Yeah. Byron, he says, "Now I hear they call you Nick Thune." And then I do my 2 minute long Nick Thune joke.
Now I hear your last name is spelled T-H-U-N-E. What's that all about?
guys, let's not get unleashed. Let's keep this civilized. Because Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
Oh, thank you.
Is here.
Thank you.
Sam, I valet parked recently, and they gave me my ticket from United Valet Parking, Inc. And on the other side was an advertisement for Do No Harm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I cried that drive.
Wow, that is impressive.
Thinking about you and what you went through. And
that's all right, man. If anyone who actually gave a crap about the show, they will be airing it on NBC. Listen to this killer time slot. Saturday nights, 10 p.m., starting June 29th.
Is that the
summer.
Old Freaks and Geeks slot?
Almost. 2 hours off.
Same bullshit thing. NBC, Saturday night. NBC, Saturday night was a fucking death sentence when Freaks and Geeks was on.
Yeah.
And now, poor Do No Harm.
Well, we've already been murdered. This is not even a stay of execution.
Why don't they change the title to Harmed?
Yes.
And get rid of this. What is this
harmed.
About? Look at this picture. The guy's got a face on his hands.
It was not the best key art, I'm told, is the industry term for that.
And that's just the show's about how he deals with having a face on his hand?
Yeah, it's like that episode or that movie, Pan's Labyrinth.
He's a doctor.
It's easier to be a surgeon if you have eyes on your fingers and you just reach in.
But the face on his hands is not a surgeon. So when he goes in to operate, the face on his hands is like, gross. Yeah.
So you guys have already seen the show then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Face Hands.
Yeah. Probably would have been more successful if they called it that.
Now, Sam, do you worry that you might be a jinx for these TV shows?
Worry is not the word. Convinced is the word. I don't often talk about this in spite of the pleading of my management and family, but the amount of shows that I have appeared on in a guest starring capacity that have been canceled that season is staggering.
200.
Well, you might be stunned to learn that I just found out today that this show is over.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, we're not going to do it anymore.
Oh, Cy did it again, son of a bitch.
You did it again.
Oh, well, the streak continues.
Must have been tough when you found out.
It was tough. You brought the cookies?
I brought the cookies.
And the Halloween.
And Halloween, because at first I want you to get scared, and then I want you to eat your fear.
So you, movie first then.
Start the movie, 20 minutes, eat the entire box of trefoils, as I have done.
But why do you have a copy of the original Halloween that says screening purposes only? Like, why did you need to review it?
Because a year or two ago, someone asked me to participate in a documentary about horror movies.
I thought they asked you to visit the Time Travel Awards.
Yes, they did. When Halloween was first on DVD back in the late 70s.
Well, that's in there, you guys. That also qualifies as a Doug Digs It. That's one of my favorite horror films.
Oh, my God. It is a pretty great.
Sam, congratulations.
Thank you. We matched.
I've never seen Doug Digs It given out live in front of me before. It's exciting.
And, of course, I'm going to put the Do No Harm ticket in here as well.
Yeah. So that's a collector's item.
That's just a way to live. Do no harm.
How are you going to get your car back? Don't you need that to get your car back?
And they get his car.
That happened weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure I got my car back.
How did you, though? This is like a heist.
You know, sometimes they let you keep the ticket.
Was that a conversation you guys had?
Did you ask the guy?
Hey, it was a conversation I had with myself when I woke up the next day after being blackout drunk going, why do I have a do no harm?
Just like Dr. Face Hands himself.
similar situation.
Have you actually watched any of the show or do you just know the
all of it?
That's not a tall order. There's only
favorite
2 hours
episode.
Possible that you could have seen.
My favorite episode is probably when Dr. Yep. Face Hands and yep. his Face Hands
yes,
do the classic Who's on First routine.
We fought the network so hard to get that out there.
I bet you fought them face and hands.
We did, Paul.
Hands over
you
face.
Nailed it.
Have you been to the cinema lately, fellas? Any of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let's start with Nick. What did you see?
I went to Mud. A few people out there went to it, yeah.
McConaughey's killing it, as far as I'm concerned. God, that guy's done some good performances.
He's his generation's Paul Newman.
Okay.
Wait a second.
A little premature on that, but sure.
The people who laughed at that, do they get that as a reference? He was called that like 10 years ago by, I want to say, like GQ or Esquire.
God, why can't you people get that?
No, I think they did. I think it was you who did not get it.
Some magazine a while back said a thing. Come on.
It was like when Gretchen Moll was the next It Girl. It was a bit premature when the press called it out a decade ago. That's what I was referencing.
They actually had that.
I think there were people who got that.
And then Tim Curry got cast in It.
That's
that's Pennywise. What? Mud is good, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Slow-paced?
Feel good. Mm-hmm. Good actors.
Yeah.
Good actors in it, yeah.
All right.
What's the guy's name? I'm trying to remember who is in the HBO show with Weird Face.
What?
Michael Shannon?
Yes, Michael Shannon.
Thank you very much.
Really?
That was all I needed.
Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah. That's all I needed.
Boardwalk Empire is the HBO show with Weird Face.
I don't even watch Boardwalk Empire.
How do they not Cat has
right
weird
away.
Face yeah. and Dr. Face. Two on the nose.
Why'd that handsome guy get the part?
He's good in Boardwalk Empire, and he's good in this. He's good at playing an apathetic uncle who's just trying to be a good guy, which I think is a different role for him.
Wait. He's an apathetic uncle who's just trying to be a good guy?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's failing as an apathetic uncle.
It comes through in the likability of him, I think, and being affable.
You know what? You're pretty affable yourself, Nick.
And thank mud so spelled much. Backwards is dumb. Paul, what have you seen lately?
I saw the first 10 minutes of Gangster Squad.
On a plane? Were you on a plane?
No. We rented it. My wife and I rented it.
Oh, and then that was the give up time? 10
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah.
Why? Because everyone was like, listen, see?
It was terrible.
They're all talking, but they're all pretending to be gangsters, right?
No, it was just stupid. It was a stupid movie. And everybody's pretending to be gangsters. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. And then I saw the first hour of Jack Reacher on the plane.
Isn't Warner
Why'd you
Hart
give up on that?
The
plane landed?
The plane landed.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let you
Do you
stay
want
on.
To see the rest
would,
of it?
They would not let me stay on the plane to watch the second hour.
Can I just what, sit here and I finish did. This movie that I paid for?
We Bought a Zoo, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, you owe me the rest of We Bought a Zoo.
I'm sure I probably... Okay.
Nanny Diaries, Washington, D.C.
Are you going to catch up with the rest of Jack Reacher, or are you good?
I think probably when it's on cable.
Yeah, okay.
So hopefully I'll retain months from now what I saw of the first half of the
There's
movie.
There's some good stuff in there, like when Tom Cruise is explaining to people what he's going to do to them, and then they're all just like laughing, and then he does it to them. It's pretty satisfying.
Yes, that stuff is great, but it's joined together by a web of not so great.
Yeah, the plot is, what is going on?
Who is he and who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just identified as Jack Reacher, the end, as if everyone knows what that means.
Yeah, he's Jack Reacher.
Like, they don't know, like, who's Jack Reacher? And then they meet him and like, all right, this Jack Reacher guy, he's a real Jack Reacher.
We get it.
And then...
He's not lying about that.
You like, the name, his name is such a fatal flaw whenever anybody's going, Reacher! And it sounds, you realize just how made up it is. Like, that's not a surname that exists. Action Man! Get in here, Action Man!
How many times do you think they said Reacher in just the hour you saw?
40.
40.
His name does come up a lot. A lot of times by him. In a mirror scene.
My dad said the novel.
Get it together, Reacher! before he goes out.
And of course, Adele sings his name a bunch of times in the theme song.
That's right.
That's nice.
How did that go, Paul?
Jack Reacher!
Sounds more like Shirley Bassey.
Oh, she was great on the Oscars. Sam.
Yes, sir.
What have you seen?
I saw the Star Trek feature, the new one.
Oh, I saw that too.
The Woos are correct. That was a sensational film.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Even without the colon in the title, you were fine with it?
Even without the colon. I prefer all my movies with colons.
Who doesn't? The enjoyment of the movie for me was overshadowed by my breaking of a tooth on a unpopped corn kernel.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that's your takeaway from that movie.
Guys, I'm operating with a temporary crown.
Whoa. No one go near Paul.
Always with your excuses.
About how the Leonard Maltin game is going to go.
And then on pay-per-view, I watched The Last Stand and Side Effects.
Explain to me what pay-per-view is.
Is that like demand?
You get a paper and you read it?
On demand?
Was this closed-circuit television?
I was at the racetrack.
CCT?
I was at an OTB.
OTB for movies?
OTB for movies.
I've completely forgotten what movie you said you saw.
Yes.
What was it?
Side Effects and The Last Stand.
Oh, okay.
The Soderbergh picture and the Schwarzenegger Knoxville.
Yeah, let
picture.
Me just say to anyone who's listening who hasn't seen either, keep living the way you have been. Don't change anything.
You're on the right track.
Side Effects, didn't you think it was rather pointless?
No, I liked it.
It was pretty good.
It was all right. It wasn't the worst.
You want
to
work
ever.
With Soderbergh, but he's retired, so just fucking say it. It's bullshit.
No, he's had worse.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's enough. Don't go any further, Sam.
Okay.
Watch your career. And what was the other one? Last Stand was just Last awful. Like, yeah. Unbelievably. Like, Paul F. Tompkins and I interrupted it over at CineFamily.
That's right.
And
but it
Paul,
kept on going.
Yeah, it kept going. It wouldn't stop no matter how much shit we talked.
Wouldn't take a hint that movie.
And, but Luis Guzman, normally I don't like talking over the dialogue, but Luis Guzman, every time he appeared in the film, Paul would do his voice instead. So he would talk over Luis Guzman in Luis Guzman voice. And it didn't matter that we didn't know what he was saying.
Right.
That's how inconsequential his part was.
Yes.
Through the entire film. And how did it go, Paul?
I also was not using words. Yeah. Whenever Luis Guzman would start to speak, I would go.
And it played fine.
It played exactly
like. You didn't miss anything.
That's what his role is to come in and be stupid and make a bunch of noise.
Oh. I thought you meant me.
Yes.
Can I say this about Star Trek?
Please.
That scene where they get the lady to take her clothes off for zero reason, right? Well, I mean, obviously, we all know the reason.
There's a reason.
But they don't come up with a reason that doesn't concern, you know, the moviegoer. That she says, turn around, and then Captain Kirk, our hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, like, turns and sees that she's got her clothes off, and he just stands there staring at her. Like the worst creep in the world, right?
No, he's a lovable scamp, Paul.
No, that crosses the line, I think. When she says, turn around, and he doesn't, and he's just staring at her, it's not fun.
Isn't that step one of seduction?
No,
stare like a creep?
No means yes? Absolutely.
Let's be honest, Paul. She could have stepped outside the capsule to Shane. She wanted him to look.
I don't know why you're bringing logic into this, Paul.
J.J. Abrams
think you're Spock or something.
And has caught some flack for that scene.
And rightfully so.
And they have apologized and said, gratuitous, unnecessary, underwear showing.
I was so thrilled
again.
Something sexy happened in that movie.
Yeah.
Most of the movie is like people running and yelling about what they're doing.
You don't enjoy the red-hot relationship between Spock and Uhura?
Was there any side
that
boob?
That is weird. That is, I don't think so. I want to see.
Side boob. He does a side boob Sundays.
I want to see Francis Ha. I think that looks appealing to me. None of you guys have seen that?
Oh, yeah. Who directed this?
Noah Baumbach.
Yes. What is it all about?
It's Greta Gerwig co-wrote it with him and stars as Francis Ha.
Greta Gerwig and the Angry.
Her last name is Ha?
Mm-hmm.
Because Reacher
kind
was
of a sequel,
taken.
Sequel to his previous movie, Oh Greenberg. That's what I call it, Oh Greenberg. But I liked the fish and the whale,
the squid
and the whale. I thought that was a great movie.
What you order at a sushi restaurant? Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let the games begin, gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Gentlemen, please pick your name tags from this dazzling array of three or four people have brought name tags. They're all sitting in the back. I see a copy of Crap Kingdom. Crap Kingdom by DC Pearson. I see. I can't tell what you're holding, but I know that your shirt says I'm fat. Let's party. And your shorts are saying the same thing. okay, Nick Thune. Not Thune has picked his name.
You all right, it's not McCucci either.
So hold this up, Nick, and tell me who you're playing for here.
I am playing for Morgan, and it is a LP of Masters of the Universe.
Ooh, okay. And it might have a shithead on the back. I don't think so, but...
I probably shouldn't look, right?
Well, you can look at it.
Look,
just don't share it.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody. I don't think it has one. Paul, who are you playing for?
Doug.
What did he...
said back of the
is
name
that
tag.
Morgan? Back of the... Oh, you got to pull that thing out from in there. Okay. All right. We'll work that out. We got plenty of time. Paul?
Doug, I'm playing for Natasha.
Okay.
And she's got a torn piece of paper bag as her name tag.
Sam the man?
I'm playing for, I assume it's Al.
Al?
Who
you
is
can
a,
call him Al.
He's a Cubs fan. And it is a six-pack of Red Stripe, which he has cleverly written after red, either violin or dragon. I movie guess tie-in. He's playing his own little build-a-tie.
Do you know what you look like right now? You look like Horatio Sands lost some height.
That's what I've been going for. You finally noticed.
Do you ever...
I'm sorry, I could not help myself when I thought of that.
You're not the first person to say that.
That's what
Sam,
you look like.
Do you ever, when you grow the beard, do you ever shave the mustache and the chin and go for the Wolverine?
The full Wolverine?
Yeah.
Well, if we Fulverine? Ever get the
Fulverine.
If Doug ever gets the Ultimate Tournament of Championships together, I may very well.
Oh, that'll be so great if you show up.
With the hair and everything?
Fulverine. Yeah.
I'll do the whole thing.
Yeah, with the hair ears.
Because why not? Because then when I lose, it will be the saddest drive home.
At the very least, show up Benverine.
Yeah.
So, how do we decide? I think we should let Paul F. Tompkins go first because
I'm fine with that.
I know I normally let the most recent winner go first, but we have two winners here tonight. So.
I'm wearing a tie, so I outrank everyone on the panel.
That's fair. And then
I agree. I concur.
And then we'll go to Nick, and then we'll go to Sam.
Sounds good.
That seems. I like this plan. Paul, would you like to play? Paige, P-A-I-G-E. She jumped in there on Twitter and got just her first name.
I heard!
She suggests The Rice Storm, which is movies that have
a wedding in them.
Oh, listen to you.
What?
Are you going to guess each time?
Let's see.
Because this is kind of fun.
Let's see.
All right. Mean Laquifa suggested Random Acts of Blindness.
Mm-hmm.
What's that category?
That is movies where the lights go out.
Ray Charles appears.
Ah. Sure.
And at Ket, K-E-T-E 00 suggested What's in the Box. What's that?
That's movie.
This is a fun game in itself, Doug.
That it feature is. Someone's head.
Someone moving.
Gwyneth Paltrow is pregnant.
Oh, no. How could you?
Which one would you like, Paul?
I'm gonna go with...
Use words. Please use words.
Random Acts of Blindness, please.
Okay, Ray Charles is in this movie. The year is 1980. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls it engagingly nutty. And he says that it was followed by a sequel. And he lists 13 names. How many names do you think you get it in this 1980 movie?
I can get that
Ray
movie
Charles.
In. How many names does he list?
13.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay. Nick Thune.
I can get that movie in... 9. 11.
Sam?
I can name that movie... in -2.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I know. I can't believe it got to me.
Well, people were being cautious.
I guess.
Yeah.
Should have gone my heart.
I'll try -3.
Sam.
See, this is where it's aggravating.
You're boxed out, buddy.
This is where it's aggravating.
Yep. Just hang out over there. See which one of these guys gets the point.
Yeah.
Nick, can you go -4 or more?
I'm going to have to say -4.
Hey, Nick, name that movie.
I apologize, Sam, for assuming that that was the end of the road and that it wouldn't come back to you. Okay, so you're going to have to name this motion picture and the top 4 billed people in the correct order. And then Sam will get the point.
Okay.
What's the movie called?
It's called The Blues Brothers?
Maybe. And then who are the top 4 billed people in order?
Dan Aykroyd?
Maybe.
Belushi?
Possibly.
This is where I'm going to fucking lose.
Let me say the trouble you've already lost. It's John Belushi, then Dan Aykroyd, then the Blues Brothers Band.
Then, I was going to say Aretha Franklin.
And then Cab Calloway.
Wow.
Cab Calloway.
Wow. Yeah. Belushi had a better agent.
Yeah. Mini the Mucha. So that's that also, is a point for Sam Levine.
This is one of those cases. Yes. But this is one of those cases where this is Leonard's credit order as opposed to the movie's credit order. Because I don't recall the Blues Brothers Band.
Yeah, I don't believe it says that on the screen in the opening credits.
But that's the
In the end credits, they list all the band members individually.
But in this game, that's
Donald
the fun
Duck
of it,
Dunn.
Is figuring out how Leonard would...
Blue Lou Marini.
...would rank the cast.
Yeah.
Tom Bones Malone.
Matt Guitar Murphy.
Oh.
Very nice. Is that it?
I think also Murphy Dunn, the guy who replaced Paul Schaefer.
Murphy Duck Dunn.
No.
Donald Duck.
I already said Donald Duck Dunn. That's how we started. Two people can have the last name Dunn.
This game is done.
Dominic Duck Dunn.
Dominic Duck Dunn. Griffin Dunn Dunn.
Dominique Duck Dunn, RIP.
What year?
So Sam challenged Nick, so we're going to start with Paul again. And from Paul, we'll go to Sam.
All right.
Paul gets to pick between these three categories.
Okay.
Boof. B-U-O-F-E. On Twitter, suggested Afterbirth. And that's Will Smith movies that he made after Jaden Smith was born.
That Jaden Smith is not necessarily in.
Not necessarily.
Just in the timeline of Will Smith.
Yes.
These take place.
Oh, and just to clarify, Jaden Smith was born in 1998.
Oh, that's a good huge hint there.
Yeah. At Le Steverman suggested, you have my permission to die, and that's films in which an actor who has played Batman dies. So,
wow.
Of course, that narrows it down to Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, Christian Bale. And George Clooney.
Yep. That small list of films they have collectively made.
Those guys have died in other movies.
Yeah.
And at JL Christian 24 suggested turtlenecking, which is Diane Keaton rom-coms.
Wow.
Oh. Which one of those you want to play, Paul?
Hold on a second. What did Siri say?
Who's talking to Siri over there? I can't put my phone to my face without Siri going, "Hey, what's up?" Like
oh, clingy.
The shape of my face sets off Siri.
You need to get that mole checked.
I'll switch sides.
Does your bowl have irregular borders, and does it activate voice recognition software? Turtlenecking.
Will Smith, Batman guys die, or Diane Keaton?
I'm gonna go for turtlenecking.
It's too good, right?
It is.
This movie that's a Diane Keaton rom-com is from 2003. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. He says that this movie is has delightful performances.
Thank you.
And he also says that it was written by the director. And stay through the credits to hear a rendition of La Vie en Rose.
No, I'm good.
I want to give you more clues. And then there's 8 names listed.
We'll start out with 7 names.
Sam?
0 names.
It's not a question.
0 names.
Nick.
Well, I know who the director and writer is, but I don't know which one of the movies it is.
Oh, so interesting.
God, I'm gonna.
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. Can we go by that?
You know what?
I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna take your word for it and give you the point.
Thank you, guys.
Did you say name it?
You're telling him to name it?
Mm-hmm.
Again, very easily, I could be wrong. There's too many of these, but is it Something's Gotta Give?
The things you say before you say what you
I honestly don't know that it's correct.
It enrages me, and you are the winner.
Or ten.
Sam is the winner, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
Something's Gotta Give.
Nancy Meyer.
Nancy Meyer.
Yeah. What were you thinking, Nick?
I just couldn't remember the name of the movie.
I couldn't either.
I knew it was Nancy Meyer, though.
Yeah, it was very generically named.
It took me a second to remember the name of that movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to come up with it.
Thank you for your candor.
Wow.
What I'm just saying
Everyone is forgettable.
Son of a bitch! I was not talking about the
it
game.
It is a forgettable,
forgettable title
that only super geniuses can remember. And they can only remember it at the last minute.
No.
Do what to you again?
Paint me as some real piece of shit right there. No way. No way. It's happening for the last time.
I did not have my shit brush out at all.
No. I was making a comment that it is a forgettable title of a feature. That's it. That's my comment.
That you're right about that.
But you pulled it out right at the last second.
No, Paul. I will not follow you down this road.
Mm-hmm. The road of no points?
The road of no points.
No, Paul and I are just having a great time.
Ah, come on!
We got a few minutes left. Let's each take a turn and say what we like and what we don't like about Sam.
Finally! It'd be so much nicer to hear you guys do it than the fuckheads on Twitter.
Oh, well, you know, those people, they're anonymous.
Do they send it to you directly? Do they say mean things to you directly?
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes you search for your own name on Twitter?
Sometimes people will send me tweets that they have seen. Although...
What? That are not directed at you, but are about you?
But are about me, yes.
So that first asshole didn't write at Sam Levine. He just said your name, and then some other dick. Make sure you see that.
Well, yes.
That is some bullshit, Sam.
Because
now I understand why you are the way you are.
Oh, thank you, Doug. That's not at all demeaning. You fuck. Yes.
I agree with this.
Yes, that is...
It's a good shit hit.
I am getting...
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I have mixed feelings about that one.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
I have no
But anyway, Sam, we have fun at your expense.
We have fun here at Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, and you know, the only reason we can have fun at your expense is because you provide us plenty of ammunition.
I really do. And I, Paul, I even said to him backstage, I'm going to be good this time.
What does that mean, though?
I'm not going to let anyone goad me, but I let you get to me again.
It's all right.
Jordan, you and I, just let's go get a drink after this. I want to spill about some stuff.
First thing you do is you put that baseball in his mouth. Then you get some masking tape.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Sam, you contend that when you say, I'm going to be good this time,
yes.
What you're saying is, I'm not going to let you other people make me into a bad person.
Well, hang on. no, what I was saying was I will not take the game as seriously as I have done in the past.
I don't
believe that I did that. I believe I was
This was a very light outing for you.
You
took it down in two rounds and had a little explanation for how smart you are each time.
No, you son of a bitch. No. See, this is what I won't let get to me. No, you're on your own with that, Doug.
Are you super smart in other categories? Like, would you be good on Jeopardy, or is it mostly just movie trivia that you know?
I'm okay on Jeopardy. I mean, I watch Jeopardy regularly. I enjoy it. But I don't know that I don't think I'm like Jeopardy champion.
Right, you couldn't take on Ken Jennings?
No, sir.
But what about in Leonard Maltin?
Yes. Set that shit up,
I would like
Doug.
To see that happen.
He lives
in the Pacific Northwest, so it's hard to get him to come down here.
Oh, we can get him down here.
He's good at the game, though.
He is very good at it.
Yeah.
He is very good at it.
Tell him we kidnapped his children or something. We'll get him down here.
He's in the next tournament.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any plugs? You want to plug anything? Starting with Nick Thune.
I'll be at Hilarities in
Cleveland.
Holding for Plane.
It's like that Led Zeppelin song.
That is a loud
plane. Just leave it on.
Plane clear. I I'm going to be at Hilarities in Cleveland the 6th through the 9th and Acme in Minneapolis the 20th. Ish around there, those days, and then I'm taping my special in Brooklyn.
What are you going to be doing at Acme?
Those
like
days
at Acme, those days around the 20th.
The 20th, yeah, what are you, the 29th.
What are you going to be doing there? Helping them with their various products that they sell to coyotes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me take care of that.
And aren't you going to be on a cruise in the fall?
Oh yeah, a cruise in the fall, which is like September 13th ish.
And what's it called? It's called Maximum Fun Cruise.
Maximum Fun Cruise,
with,
yeah,
with Jesse Thorn, mm-hmm. And I guess. Marin's gonna be on it. Eugene Merman.
Yep. Yeah. And Mark.
Maria.
Yeah, Mark,
Maria Bamford.
Tig.
Oh,
all the people you'd expect to see on a boat.
All boat people.
It really is like anti-boat folks. But
and can I promote?
Should be a lot of fun.
A documentary that I'm releasing called Disarmed, which is about my road to recovery back to the stage after breaking my arm. Inspired by Bo Jackson.
Sounds quite moving.
Bono's documentaries.
The Taylor's online. The trailer's online. The Taylor's online as well.
Yeah, go there for all your trailer or tailoring
my
needs.
My Taylor's online right now. We're doing a Snapchat back and forth. Yeah.
Paul, what do you got coming up?
What the fuck? I'm going to be... I'm going to be returning to London, to the Soho Theater.
Hooray!
July. Yeah, such a successful first run there.
It was a successful first run. I'm coming back, bringing my show Crying and Driving back to the Soho Theater. I believe it's July 8th through the 13th. Tickets are on sale now. paulftompkins.com/live. Do not put a backslash in there.
I say backslash
when I... will not be held responsible.
Yeah, I say backslash when it's just... / or forward / and I've been told it's been explained to me a few times. Cool.
Have you got a lot of backslash out of that?
Yes.
I was solid, you guys. I don't
yeah,
maybe
that was very good.
Maybe you couldn't hear him.
That'd be a treat for the listener.
Yeah. Sam, who's it's you, who you were playing for? You were playing for Dragon?
I play for Al. Bye, Al.
And you're not going to drink that beer?
I'm not going to drink the beer, so no, I have to drive immediately, and
I'm
a lightweight.
So I guess he could take his beer back along with the prizes. Can you come grab your prizes?
Al? Not that you asked me to plug anything, but remember, set your DVRs if you care at all. There's no chance of bringing the show back, so really, this is just so you can see it if you're at all interested. Do no harm. Saturday night starting June 29th on NBC, 10 o'clock.
Nicely undersold.
Yep. And Kevin Pollak's chat show every
that was
Sunday.
Bordering on reverse psychology. You know why? You guys won't like it. Don't even bother.
I just, I don't want anyone to feel misled by me.
Do you have any plugs, Sam?
Not anymore.
DouglasMovies.com is where you can go for all of my stuff and things. And Sam.
Yes, sir.
Can you join us here again? In 2 weeks.
Would 2 weeks from now be June 11th?
Let's call it that.
I cannot.
3 weeks.
Yes.
All right. So that gives us all something to look forward to.
I will
find the greatest players that have ever lived of the Leonard Maltin game and bring them against you.
That's great.
In 3 weeks' time.
I love a good game.
Look forward to that, everybody. Paul, yes, question?
What happens next week, Doug?
I've got a special standalone show where I can't invite the winner from tonight to come back because it's already booked with the...
I understand.
Thank you to Sam Levine, Paul F. Tompkins, and Nick Thune. And as always, Amanda Bynes is a shithead. And One Direction is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his-